First, just wanted to describe, what is a strong mayor system so we understand?
Well, a strong mayor is a system of government where the mayor has the administrative authority. The mayor, as we know, is an elected official. He's accountable to the people that elect him, and also is recallable by those same people. So there is a tremendous amount of check and balance with entrusting the mayor with those powers that right now in our current system of government are vested in a non-elected administrator.
Why do you believe that having a strong mayor is what Miami needs now?
Well, I think you just have to look at the current system and how dysfunctional it has been since its inception. We've had, you know, I said it last jokingly, but we've had more city managers in the city of Miami since Dan Marino was quarterback of the Dolphins than the Dolphins have had starting quarterbacks since Dan Marino. And it's actually, you know, it's actually a comparable statistic. We've had the average lifespan of a manager in our system is about 1.4 years. And that is not something that's conducive to creating a culture as a manager. Imagine as a CEO of a company that you're replacing your CEO every year. I mean, it would be impossible to run Apple or to run any major company, you know, when you have a person at the top of the company who is constantly being changed. So I think the current system has proven to be dysfunctional and not a good system for, you know, the citizens of the city of Miami. And everything that I've seen in terms of public opinion polls on this issue show that it's a vastly popular initiative because of its accountability measures.
Now, this is already happening on the county level. What have you seen over there that convinces you it'll work for the city?
Well, it's happening not only at the county level, but it's happening at other major cities around the United States. 70% of major cities in the United States have a strong mayor form of government. And listen, I think even people who criticize the system would say, for example, in the county that, you know, when you had a mayor that did something that was contrary to the popular will, that mayor was recalled. Whereas, and that's an accountability measure, whereas in the current system, our city manager cannot be recalled. If our city manager does the same exact thing that the mayor did in the county in those years, the citizens have no remedy. And just as recent as a couple of weeks ago, there was a motion to fire our city manager, and our current mayor came up to the podium and said, if four of you vote to fire him, I'm still going to reinstate him. If five of you vote to fire him, which is all five commissioners, I'm still going to reinstate him. So we were at the verge of a constitutional crisis, which has happened before in our city, where the mayor and the commission are at odds over who should be the professional manager.
Real briefly, when is the commission going to take this up?
The schedule is, this was recommended by the Charter Review Committee, of which that I chair. We have a workshop coming in the beginning of June, and we should be calling a special meeting at the end of June or July so that this can be potentially on the November ballot if the commission so chooses.
And then just to wrap, you said a moment ago that you have the sense that the voters are on board with this idea, but how confident are you that the commission will also be on board with this?
You know, I advanced this idea in a similar way in 2012 at that time. I didn't get the sense that I had a majority of the commission's support. This is a reworked version. This has gone through a different process, which is a committee selected by commissioners of very high-end attorneys and civic activists that have scrutinized this proposal and have unanimously endorsed it. It did receive one no vote in the second round, but it was unanimously endorsed yesterday. So, you know, it's really up to the commission. I will be, you know, obviously forcefully advocating for the Charter Review Committee's position. And I hope that the commission will at least give the people the right to decide for themselves, because at the end of the day, that's all the commission is doing. The commission is simply giving the residents the choice of what their government is going to be, not what we think it should be.